With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The nation tonight grieving the death of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter at the age of 96. Carter Center in Atlanta says the wife of former President Jimmy Carter died earlier today at her home in Plains, Georgia, with her family at her side. Reactions to her death, former President George W. Bush called Mrs. Carter a woman of great dignity and strength. Likely Joe Biden voters are more motivated to stop Donald Trump than to actually support Biden. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The findings of a new Reuters-Ipsos poll point to voter unhappiness with a likely Biden versus Trump rematch in 2024. In fact, Americans inclined to vote for Mr. Biden next November say their primary motivation is stopping Trump. About half of Biden supporters in the poll described their vote as being against Trump and his policies, compared to just 38% who said they would be voting to support President Biden and his policies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Russian drones targeting the Ukrainian capital again earlier today as the British Defense Ministry published a new assessment of the Russia-Ukraine war. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Russia launched 20 Iranian-made Shahed drones overnight. 15 of them were shot down by Ukrainian forces, says Kyiv's military administration spokesman. He adds the strike on the city was the second in 48 hours. Meanwhile, Britain's defence ministry says there are few immediate prospects of major changes in the front line in the winter, adding that intense fighting is currently concentrated near Kupiansk in the northwest and on the left bank of the Dnieper River, where Ukrainian forces have established a bridgehead. I'm Charles de la Desma.
And this is SRN News. In Virginia, a school board allowing prayer.
Back in August, a local woman attended a meeting of the Suffolk Public Schools Board and during her allotted comment time, tried to offer a brief prayer for the board members. She was quickly cut off by board chair Tyron Riddick, who said prayer was not allowed. This prompted a bunch of people in the audience to start reciting the Lord's Prayer as the woman was kicked out. Christian legal groups got involved, and now the board says prayer will be allowed in the future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Four Christians were arrested for their faith and have now been set free in Vietnam. International Christian Concern says the authorities have warned the four not to practice their faith anymore, an injunction the believers say they will not obey. The vast majority of Vietnamese, well, they're pagans or non-religious, and of course the communist government is officially atheist. This is SRN News. Residents in southwest Iceland remain on edge.
They're waiting to see whether a volcano rumbling under the Reginns Peninsula will erupt. Civil protection authorities say it will likely be months before residents evacuated from the danger zone can go home. The town of Grindavik was evacuated a week ago as magma rumbled and snaked under the earth amid thousands of tremors. It has left a jagged crack running through the community, thrusting the ground upwards by 3 feet or more in places. The Icelandic Meteorological Office says there is a significant likelihood of an eruption. John Scott reporting.
Two people have been killed, three more wounded in a shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So far, no arrests have been made. And in Memphis, police say that a suspect believed to have fatally shot three women and a teenage girl and critically wounded another teenager has now died of a self-inflicted gunshot. More details at SRNnews.com.